The Office of Personnel Management wasting no time in taking on the issue of improper payments to deceased annuitants, a plan in place announced today by OPM Director John Barry. And he joins me now to talk about his plan. Director Barry, good to talk to you. Thank you for coming on.
Francis, it's always great to be with you and your listeners.
Tell me what you are going to do to take on this situation that we've reported on here.
Well, the first thing is just to give you a sense, Francis, the original IG report on this issue came out in 2005. And when I got here in this job, our IG made me aware of this, and I immediately knew this was something very serious that we needed to put full attention on. And so our staffs have been working together over the past 3 years. And the originals IG report had 14 recommendations in it, Francis. We have finished 10 of them and are hard at work at the remaining four. The other thing is the issue identified about $600 million at the time that we have been able to work through and resolve $487 million of that, and the final $113 million. We are hard at work at finishing that right down to the dollar.
Now,
we won't rest until we have finished the entire project.
The $487 million that was reserved already or resolved already, how'd you go about doing that, sir?
Well, it's a combination. Some of this is going back, and tracing down bank accounts, working with the banks, working with the IRS, working with the Social Security. And then putting in place sort of, once we actually resolve the issues, then making sure we put in place the systems and the practices and policies so that they can't be repeated. And that's what it takes to resolve the issue and close it out with the Inspector General. And like I say, we've 10 out of the 14 we've been able to close out, and we're working on the final four.
Who's going to be in charge of working on those final four?
Well, what I've done is I've asked my chief operating officer, a gentleman named Chuck Grimes, who's a career senior executive, and my head of oversight and compliance, another career senior executive, Mark Lambert, to lead the effort. They're going to be assisted by our head of the retirement unit, which is Ken Zawadny. He's another senior executive, and my CFO, Steve Agostini. So the four of them will be my career team. I'm going to stay personally engaged on this. They're going to brief me weekly. We're not going to rest until every dollar is resolved. We take it very seriously, and we won't tolerate fraud. We're going to chase it down. The other thing to point out, Francis, is the whole issue represents 0.2%. I don't want people, especially your listeners, to be thinking we're running a sloppy operation here. We distribute and disperse $5.5 billion a month in these retirement annuities. And so, we take the job very seriously. We don't want any fraud, and we will track it down religiously. I don't want people to think, this is the tail wagging the dog. The majority of the time, 99.8% of the time, We're doing a good job and doing it accurately, but we can't rest until it's at 100.
In those weekly meetings with that team, what are you going to be expecting to hear from them?
Well, I want to make sure first that attention and focus stays on this issue until it's resolved. I want to make sure that they're working closely with other agencies where we need to make sure that this stays resolved. So, for example, the Department of Treasury, IRS, has been a great partner on this. The Social Security, I, in fact, met today with the Social Security Commissioner. They've been great partners on this. And we're going to stay on this, but to the extent they need me to pick up the phone and help make sure we have continued attention or focus, I will be there.
Is there a timeline for this effort, or is this open-ended?
Well, like I say, our people have been working on this since 2005. I've been working on it directly since I got here the past 3 years, and we've made good progress. But we, like I say, you can't rest until it's done. And even when we've resolved this full amount, you know, Francis, we can't kid ourselves with over $5 billion a month in disbursements. You know, the opportunity for fraud and bad guys is always going to be there. And we're going to have to stay, you know, be on our toes at all times to stay a step ahead of the bad guys. Because, you know, it's important that our retirees and these funds be protected down to the penny, and we take that seriously.
Director Barry, appreciate you being with us to talk about what you're doing here, and we'll look forward to talking to you more as snow season comes and people start to wonder what's going to be happening there.
Well, thank you, Francis. We'll be, in fact, you know, next month is National Preparedness Month. So maybe what we ought to do is, if it works with your schedule, I could come on and we could talk about, so people are prepared and we're ready and think ahead of the snow storm this year.
We'll make a date. I'll look forward to that, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Always good.
Director John Barry, the head of the Office of Personnel Management, on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.